magazine.
Congratulations.
Klezmer music is a genre of music that originated and was built upon Eastern European music in the Jewish tradition. The common usage of the term developed about 1980. A klezmer was a male professional instrumental musician, usually Jewish, who played in a band hired for special occasions.
It doesn't mean that only Jews can play or enjoy klezmer music. But it is sort of the national or the roots music of that particular community.
With this, we can say that the harmonies coming from clarinets and violins, common instruments used in klezmer music, can make almost anyone dance. Lori Lipitz is the founder of the Maxwell Street Klezmer Band and director of the Klezmer Music Foundation. Lipitz founded the band in 1983 in Chicago.
This was during the first part of the klezmer, so-called klezmer revival. And during that time, there were klezmer bands that were originally started up on the West Coast and then the East Coast. But there really wasn't much going on in the middle. And I felt that it would be wonderful to have a movement here in the Midwest to bring back this kind of music, not just for concerts, but for its actual purpose, which was at weddings, bar mitzvah parties, and celebrations.
By the 1940s and more so by the 1950s, the Americanized audience turned away from the klezmer to more mainstream popular music styles for celebrations. But the social atmosphere in the United States had shifted once again, allowing for a new appreciation of the old styles. Jews stopped being victims of social discrimination in the higher education and the high-end professions, so they had more liberty to express ethnicity. In the 21st century, klezmer music can be heard wherever Jews have settled. Over time, the klezmer style has changed and it has been adjusted according to the places where Jews arrive. It has had other musical influences, and also instruments used for this music can be different.
Those that really derive a lot from Bulgaria and that part of Europe with a heavy gypsy influence, those might be comprised mainly of fiddles, bass, you know, and string instruments, and maybe a cymbal on a, whereas those who are more in Russia might have used more, let's say, army band instruments. That's where you get the drums, the trumpet. When the musicians immigrated to the United States, they adapted the instruments of jazz bands.
The Maxwell Street Klezmer Band will be performing as part of the upcoming Midwest Jewish Studies Association Conference, which is hosted by UNO's Schwab Center for the Israel and Jewish Studies. This band has performed in the Carnegie Hall, toured Europe, and was featured in the world's first klezmer opera in Chicago. Janet Gabriel is the director of the UNO Schwab Center for Israel and Jewish Studies, which it was established in 2009. This department continues to develop collaborations with music and other sources of exchange among the Jewish and Israeli communities.
We seek to reach far beyond the Jewish community to develop understanding among the broader Omaha community about Israel in all of its complexities and also the Jewish world.
In the world, there are only about 15 Jewish centers.
So to have one in Omaha is really quite a gift.
The Maxwell Street Klezmer Band performance will be this Sunday, September 18, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center just south of 132nd and Dutch. And the concert will feature a variety of instruments, including clarinets, violins, accordions, trumpets, and tubas, all led by a cantor who leads songs and prayers. For more information, you can visit klezmerband.com or email unoschwabcenter@unoomaha.edu. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.